Good day. This is the For Market News, broadcast number 142 for Friday, November 13th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished weaker on Friday, following losses in the vegetable oil market. Canola was anywhere from $2 to $3 lower, with the January contract down $2.40 at $470.70 per ton. Chicago soybeans were also weaker, which added to the losses. Argentina has indicated it could lower its export tax, which would certainly result in large amounts of soybeans being dumped onto the market. The near-term technical outlook is bearish, although canola did find some support at the $470 level. The Canadian dollar was slightly weaker today relative to its U.S. counterpart, which was supportive for canola. Slow farmer selling mixed with steady Chinese buying helped to prop up values as well. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, wheat, and corn were all down. Soybeans were down 6 to 7 cents, with the January contract down 7 cents at $8.56 per bushel. The market is still recovering from this week's USDA report that pointed towards a massive U.S. soybean harvest. The weather in South America is quite favorable for the development of soybean crops there, which was also bearish. On the flip side, export sales figures for last week were reasonable, and that may have helped to limit the losses. Corn was 3 cents lower, with the most active March contract sitting at $3.66 per bushel. A lack of fresh news was bearish due to the large amount of world supplies that are out there. Corn exports for last week were better than expected, but still running below last year's numbers. China has announced plans to reduce its corn acres by 20% over the next 5 years, which was also supportive. Wheat was lower, down 3 cents, with the December contract coming in at $4.94 a bushel. Values can't seem to get above the $5 a bushel level these days. Rain in the Black Sea region and the U.S. Southern Plains has been benefiting the crops there. A lack of farmer selling provided a small measure of support today, and South Korea is reportedly on the hunt for bargains. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, November 13th in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.